mind whether people are talking about Jesus because they want others to know him, or because they're baffled, or because they want to get me into more trouble. As long as Jesus is being talked about, everything's good, and I will continue to rejoice in chains. Now, that might seem like that's a Kate paraphrase of the Bible. I don't think it would pass all the theologians, but it gives you an idea. It might seem like a strange choice of passage for a Harvest Sunday. But because we're in the middle of this series, we wanted to carry on working our way through. And it's significant because Paul is thanking those Christians he's met before for their help and their support for him while he's in a tricky place. And he's encouraging them to keep on going as Christians, following the example of Jesus. So what can we learn from it? Well, he was put in prison because he was telling people about Jesus, and the authorities didn't like it. They thought that the Christians were troublemakers, and they thought that they would stir up unrest amongst the people. But Paul wanted the authorities and the prison guards and the soldiers and everybody to know that Christians love each other. And so he didn't just talk about that. He showed it by the way he behaved in prison. He used the time he had to talk to the guards and everyone he met about Jesus' love for them. That's why he wasn't really too bothered about being chained up. It gave him an excuse to talk to a whole different group of people that he couldn't possibly have met in any other way. And Paul never missed an opportunity. He also knew that his imprisonment was ensuring that people outside the prison were talking about Jesus too. His friends in Philippi felt much braver to talk to their friends, because if Paul could talk to big, tough, rough Roman soldiers and guards, then for them to talk to someone they already knew was quite easy in comparison. And other people who didn't necessarily understand or agree with Paul's message would perhaps have been gossiping about the fact that he was imprisoned and talking about why he was locked up. As far as he was concerned, it didn't matter why people talked about Jesus as long as they did. I wondered whether this was the first example of that phrase, "There's no such thing as bad publicity." Paul used it to his advantage. But in our passage, Paul talks about being in chains for Christ. And that's the thing that I wanted to use today to help us think about Harvest and about our own response to those we see around us in need. As I said, the parish school children have been busy drawing these lovely pictures and writing things about Harvest on their links, on their chains. I expect that most of you have heard of the food chain, where something eats something smaller than itself, a plant, and then something else comes along and eats that, and something else comes along and eats that. Well, this is a different kind of example of a food chain. Our chains today remind us that we have an opportunity to show care and compassion for people we might never meet or we might never come across in any other way by sharing the good things that we've been given. So why do we choose to share? Well, firstly, as Christians, we share because Jesus told us to. He said, if you see somebody without a coat, give them one of yours. If you see somebody who's hungry, share a meal with them. If you see someone who's in prison, who's locked up, go and visit them. If you see someone who's ill, go and pray for them and help them in any way you can. So we share because Jesus told us to. We share because it helps us to appreciate some of the things we might take for granted otherwise, So the things that you have brought today are things that you might be able to pick up any time you like in the shops, things you might ask your parents to buy as a treat. I can see a whole packet of Kit Kats there. Yummy. And so we think about what we like and what we are thankful for as we share with other people. And of course, we know that we can make life just a little bit better for other people when we share. Just as the Philippian Christians made Paul happy by sharing with him, sending him gifts, praying for him while he was in prison, we can pray for those who have less than we do, and we can do these practical things so that it's not just our words but our actions, so that our whole lives show the care that we've received being passed on. That's why it's a chain, because we're linked to other people and we're connected together. When life's very difficult, it can feel lonely. And sometimes it's hard to believe that anyone else cares or understands. And the charities that we're helping by bringing our gifts today are there to help support people in times of crisis and need. They work with people not just to be a free source of food or clothes or other essentials, but to support and care for individuals and families, helping them to feel worthwhile and valuable. We might not be able to actually be there when somebody's hungry or needs a place to sleep, but our gifts today enable others to give that practical support, and our love goes with our gifts. As you've come up and put things on these tables, or you've left a box, or you've left a bag, you've left fingerprints on those gifts. And they're not fingerprints that someone's going to get special powder and dust to see. But the people who receive them will know that someone else has cared enough to give for them. And that is probably more valuable and more special than anything else. We all need other people. None of us can live in complete isolation. God means us to be connected to each other and to reach out and share his goodness together. So the people who receive these gifts will, I'm sure, be grateful. And they'll be receiving them because they know they're in a place of need. But it strikes me that sometimes it's really difficult to be in that place as well. And so it's worth us praying for those people, for the way they feel about themselves, and also for us to remember that when we feel like we're in a place that's difficult or we've got a need, that it's okay to share that. It's okay to reach out and say, I need a bit of help. There's something I can't do, or I'm feeling a little bit lonely, or I'm feeling a little bit overwhelmed. And it doesn't mean that other people are going to look at us and go, oh, well, you're just a failure. It means that other people will be able to play the part that God is calling them to play. That as we reach out, as we accept love and care and help from others, we're also helping them to live the life that God's called them to. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for all the good things you've given us to enjoy, for times of fun and laughter, for friends to share happy times with, and also for those who help us and care for us when life feels difficult. Please help us to be people who are brave and willing to share the good news of Jesus in our words, our actions, and our love for other people. Amen.